You're listening to the audio production of The Most Beautiful Thing I've Seen, Opening Your Eyes to Wonder, by Lisa Gunger, published by Zondervan, and read by the author.
The Most Beautiful Thing I've Seen, by Lisa Gunger. Prologue. Dear Mother, it is no secret we don't see eye to eye, but this wasn't always the case. You saw me at my birth, held me close to your chest, saw me more clearly than anyone else. We looked out the same windows, woke to the same sounds and house. We walked the same terracotta tile to the kitchen each morning. As a child, I would run up to your legs and hug them hard. I'd look up at you and ask questions about this world we shared. You gave your best answers, bought cartoon band-aids for my skin knees, said prayers for my soul. You gave me what you had as a mother and a teacher, in physicality and philosophy. You were the bedtime storyteller, midnight monster chaser, my comfort and springboard. That's how it goes, isn't it? Parents hand over what they know to the child, and down the line it is handed. But what I have learned is that each life takes its own shape. You can't control its future or confine it to its beginning, because a springboard is just that, a jumping-off point. You had your own beginning, your own hallways to wander and concrete to run down. I often think our decisions and beliefs are simply a matter of personal choice, but it's never as simple as that. Our assumptions and conclusions are always related to circumstance. Your parents handed down rules, beliefs, and a lens through which you could view the world. Your experiences caused you to accept, reject, or adjust those perspectives and assumptions. And so it is that neither my childhood home nor yours is the beginning of our stories. No. Our stories point to family trees, politics, and religions, the good and the bad, or the lack thereof. The circumstances that influence our lives are vast and interconnected with everything and everyone in ways none of us will ever be able to map. I can't draw lines between dots on paper in order to understand just how I got to this city, this porch, or just how you and I took such different paths. When I was a child, I knew I could tell you anything, and I did on most counts. You were Superwoman and my very best friend. A rare find. I never would have imagined that you and I would someday face such a conflict. Though conflict is common between parents and children, it doesn't hurt any less. I came from your body, walked around on this earth with hands and a laugh and heart like yours. We used to sound so similar, cheering for the same home team and president, but now there's this difference. Now we don't understand the other. And I know I haven't really explained why. After I left home, there were the phone calls and visits, but I stopped letting you in on the deep inner shifts and turns. I hid it from you because for so long you had been my guide, the teacher showing me how to tie my shoes, how to write my name in cursive, and how to love. I didn't let you see the full extent of these shifts because I felt guilty and most of all afraid. I was afraid of telling you the full truth, especially when it came to faith. It is difficult for any parent to let go of their child's hand. I know how that feels now. Mother fear is a monster. So I sifted words. I spoke cautiously or not at all, so you, along with everyone else, found out important things about my life through headlines and secondhand conversations. I'm so sorry for that. You couldn't see the shift, so you, too, were afraid. You couldn't see me on my knees begging God to show me if I was wrong. You also didn't see just why I fell in love with the one I did. Didn't know how it felt when he and I hunkered together laughing in the pouring rain. How his eyes looked into mine and undid me. You didn't see our best times or our worst, and how that molded us through the years. Didn't witness how ridiculous and wild our dance parties were and are. Me all flailing knees and elbows and he all Puerto Rican spice. I knew he was a keeper. You didn't see the faces I saw, the stories I heard, the secrets I discovered. didn't see me drowning in a belief that used to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?